Be overwhelmed by purpose rather than performance. Performance pressures are a part of life. Forms are necessary, as are resumes, as are applications and business cards. Performance pressures become overwhelming when we define ourselves by such things. We define ourselves according to the boxes we have checked or have not checked, and inevitably, how our checks compare to those of others. And boxes can do a number on us as we try to amass checks and build resumes in the race to perform. Because we're all just people, people with sneaky little self-doubts hiding below our well-crafted exteriors, which is where I found Snopes smack dab in the middle of one of life's heightened box-checking phases, college acceptances. Rather than be overwhelmed by performance pressures, we can instead be overwhelmed by purpose and unique giftedness. But seeing, recognizing, and celebrating such things can be a challenge in our show-me culture. We all have something worthwhile to offer, even if it might not be revealed by a lengthy resume. You're gifted. Giftedness is the unique way in which you function. It's the inborn core strengths and natural motivation you instinctively and consistently use to do things you find satisfying and productive. Your giftedness is not just what you can do, but what you were born to do, enjoy doing, and do well. While other factors such as IQ, personality, environment, and upbringing certainly play a role in shaping your life, giftedness expresses your essential personhood, what makes you you, and sets you apart from everyone else. You're not just a type of person. You're one of a kind. Bill Hendricks, president of the Giftedness Center and author of The Person Called You. We all come out of the womb with a natural giftedness created to bless those with whom we share life. But we often let thoughts of less than stifle the use of our gifts, or we long for a talent or gifting du jour, whatever might be in vogue at the moment. Some phases of life lead us to question the existence of said giftedness. It's so easy to see it in other people, especially those who tend to be the ones seen. In the midst of day-to-day mundane life, the big picture can get a bit blurry. As a result, we get lost in performance pressures rather than honed skills unique to who we are. Everyone is gifted. But some people never open their packages. Wolfgang Reba. Because each of us is a person with originality, with giftedness, and with potential. Unique, worthwhile, beneficial, life-enhancing giftedness lies within each and every one of us, as personal and individual as a fingerprint. And with this giftedness, we can tap into our own unique purpose. Purpose at its core is the common strand that ties gifting together. Purpose is the soul of giftedness, spurring giftedness's use for the good of more than simply ourselves. Purpose grounds, it gives reason, and it taps into that loving others aspect of life, a reflection of God's kindness. For years, we got to watch purpose lived out up close and personal almost every morning, driving from one school to the next. I'm often reminded of a certain carpool ride not so long ago. Boxster, hey man, good to see you. You have a great day, work hard. All topped off with a loud, "What?" by our school's off-duty Dallas Police Department traffic officer, Lachey Maston. Then, to be sure his message was heard, Lachey pointed in our car window, catching the eye of my shotgun passenger. Boxster looked out the window with a sheepish grin and nodded. We had just dropped off one kid at our first carpool lane of the morning and were turning out of the school's drive, heading for school number two. This greeting mirrors the one from the day before. Every day, rain or shine, sleep or an all-nighter, Lachey acknowledges the people in each car that comes within a quarter of a mile radius of his location. The result? Hundreds of smiles each day, thousands a month, practically countless.